The Ramen Noodle, episode 76, is brought to you by...
The D. Joseph School of Podcasting and Posture.
What? It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 76.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you've gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome to the Ramen Noodle, seasoning packets of clean comedy to flavor your day. I'm your host, Daniel J. Lewis, also known as the Ramen Noodle on Twitter. Joining me in studio is Jeremy.
Me, Fleagon on Twitter, but you're known as the Ramen Noodle everywhere.
Yeah, pretty much everywhere. I'm trying to change that, actually.
Are you?
Yes.
Now you want to be known as Clean Comedy Podcast?
Well, I should. Maybe not. But actually, that does raise a thing.
An issue?
You might have noticed, if you, our beloved listeners, go to theramennoodle.com, you will notice now that it no longer takes you to noodle.mx. You will also notice... that it takes you to cleancomedypodcast.com, which is our new home on the web for the Ramen Noodle, the Clean Comedy Podcast, which I think warrants an applause. Hold on. Let me go. I'm going to go let the monkeys out. Hold on. Where are the monkeys?
Wait, who let the monkeys out?
Monkeys.
Okay, I found them.
Okay. Okay.
They're really excited once they wake up.
And speaking of monkeys, we also have joining us in studio, but not on microphone, a live audience of one monkey who is that silent laughter in the background. And he's just here to spy on us. And he has like 10 brothers or something, and left one of them at home. And he made up this whole story about why he's here, just to come and buy wheat from us and... something or other. I don't know. I say we should put a silver chalice in one of his bags of grain as he leaves.
Wow. Okay. Took me a little while. I think we should. Let's go for it. Why not? Why argue?
You will be silver chaliced, dude.
Also, you better have some bags of grain. Just saying.
Yeah. Maybe some camels to carry them too, because they're kind of heavy. Especially when we put the silver chalice in it.
We use cars, no. Not camels. Oh. Cars.
Well, also, I want to point out to you that when you visit the site, theramennoodle.com or cleancomedypodcast.com or whatever your bookmarks were, they take you to the new site, which is cleancomedypodcast.com. And you will hopefully notice the beautiful new website design. Don't you think it's beautiful, Jeremy?
I do think it's beautiful.
Isn't it beautiful like me?
It's... what?
Good, because I don't think I'm beautiful, so I'm glad you don't think it's beautiful like me, because then that would mean it's, like, not beautiful. But I think the new website really is a thing of beauty, so check it out at theramennoodle.com or cleancomedypodcast.com and see the new site. Makes it a lot easier to subscribe to the podcast now. And it's missing a picture of us, which we have yet to shoot.
It is. And I think that could possibly change on a regular basis.
Oh, maybe.
First assignment. Well, let's send in suggestions. What would you like to see in this picture?
That could be cool. Now, here's a little tip for that gigantic blank spot that you see on the screen.
If you've gone to the website at this point and you're not driving in your car, in which case I would not recommend going to the website at this time. Wait till you get to work and do it on your employer's dime.
Or else the rest of yes. Or else the rest of your life will be a gigantic blank spot. Blank spot.
Well, I don't know if blank is the right word for that reddish color.
Well, let's not get theological.
What? All right.
But check it out. And that is an excellent suggestion. So if you want to send a picture in for that spot, what would work great is send it higher resolution than it needs to be. And if it's something that's cut out from the background, that would be fantastic. That works a lot better than something that has a background. Unless it's, well, we'll work with what you've got.
Your mom has a background.
Hey, you live my mom's back out of this.
What? Why? Oh.
Because you said it.
Background. Background, man. Background.
That brings a whole new meaning to background check.
No. No, it doesn't. That would be back check. Which, you know, I don't know.
Which I know?
You know, no.
I don't know. But you know what I do know?
I don't know what you do know.
I know people should subscribe to the podcast to make sure that you receive these episodes automatically every week.
People subscribe.
Yeah, exactly.
Join us back.
Funny stuff that's happened within the last week is what we call the random noodle update, as Jeremy plasters his face into the live chat and live show. We do this live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern time over at noodle.mx/live, or it may eventually switch over to the ramenoodle.com/live, but whatever it is, we'll tell you. I've got a couple funny things that have happened within the last couple weeks.
The last couple of week.
Yeah, I'm so used to saying couple of weeks.
I like it. I don't see why the plural of week needs to have an S.
Weakness?
No. Yep.
Katniss?
That's it. Yes. Wait, what?
I was in Sunday school class this last Sunday, and the teacher had to step out for a few minutes to take care of something, and he gave us an assignment, work through these things together while I'm away. And when I come back, we'll wrap it up. And he said, I'll just be gone for 5 minutes. So we went through this stuff, and he was gone for more like 15 minutes. And so one of the ladies took this opportunity to talk about how she's participating in this ministry to the homeless, and they're looking for people to help out and be a volunteer. And she said, if anyone's interested, then you could talk to her, and she would let us know how we can help out. And right when she said this next sentence, the teacher walked right back in. So imagine you're hearing this with absolutely no context. She says...
Oh, I thought that was what she actually said, no. And I suddenly realized that wouldn't actually be funny at all.
She said, we're trying to raise money for deodorant and underwear. With no context.
And did the teacher then reply, I knew something was up.
So that's what that smell was. Welcome to Smelly Baptist Church, Kentucky. We're trying to raise money for deodorant and underwear. And oh yeah, we need to build a gym too. And the homeless. We need to build the homeless.
Wow. Preferably raise the money for the deodorant before building the gym, because building the gym before being able to afford deodorant just compounds the problem.
That's very true.
Or maybe don't build the gym at all, because then you will need more deodorant, which just drives up the cost of the deodorant.
I think you need to graph this out.
Until the deodorant is fully funded, you should not build the gym. That's my recommendation.
So we're going to have a deodorant drive?
Yes.
Better than an underwear drive.
It is. I was actually trying to avoid that whole thing, because we are now at cleancomedypodcast.com.
Yeah. That doesn't mean we can't mention underwear. Even VeggieTales mentions underwear.
Only if all the laundry in the house is clean. That's...
Wow. That's deep. Mm-hmm. What have you got funny that's happened lately?
What have I got funny?
Yeah, you got funny?
Well, it's a little high school, but honestly, the people involved were pretty much older than high school. I was at a lunch with friends after church, and we were one of the dishes, the main dish.
You were one of the main dishes?
I was, actually.
What kind of school was this? Oh, you said it was a little high school. where no, they apparently no. make main dishes of their guests.
No, no, it was not. It had nothing to do with an actual high school. I was just stating that after hearing the story, you may be tempted to think that the people involved were perhaps of high school age, but they were in fact older for the most part. Okay. I believe we were having Mediterranean meatballs and lemonade was one of the available beverages. It was not that that wasn't sort of the featured combo. We're having Mediterranean meatballs and lemonade, but that is what this particular person had. And apparently while he was out of the room, and I was too, someone put salt in his lemonade, which just, I don't know. It's been a long time since I witnessed such a thing, but it did result in my story for this week, because he takes a bite of one of these Mediterranean meatballs, and I guess he hadn't tried one yet, and then he follows it with a sip of this lemonade, and he had this terrible reaction and sort of dribbled some of the lemonade down his chin and everything, and then he says, "Wow, that's not a good combination." And said something about the spices, and he had no idea something was wrong with his lemonade because he had just eaten the meatball. And so he just goes on with his meal, not realizing what had happened, that everybody's laughing, somebody kind of fills me in. It took him until he finally drank the lemonade again to realize that it wasn't the simple combination of the meatball and the lemonade that had done something wrong. Some people were even sort of, who didn't know about the salt and the lemonade, were kind of wondering, wow, how could it be quite that bad? And you know, without really saying anything, some of us were kind of trying a meatball and then sipping some lemonade and trying to get this effect, but we didn't. It wasn't until it was explained that we figured out that he was just sort of making that up.
He just has a refined palate.
Exactly.
I could just imagine him, just, if maybe he was blonde. Was he blonde, by the way?
No.
Okay. If he was blonde, this is the way this would go, is that he eats the meatball and then drinks the lemonade, and he's like, oh man, this meatball's terrible. Oh. And takes another bite, and oh man, washes it down with more lemonade. Oh, this is just nasty. And keeps trying to wash it down, and it's like
gasoline
on a fire. Yes,
or fire on a gasoline. On a gasoline. Yeah.
If you have a gasoline, do not throw fire on it. Fire and a gasoline do not mix. A mix do not make.
Speaking of fire and a gasoline.
Yeah, speaking of fire and gasoline, something. No, wait. That would be a very bad segue to say, talk about something my wife said. New topic.
Awkward marital cricket.
Speaking of marriage,
I got nothing. You go.
My wife said something funny the other day. And actually, this also happened just yesterday at the time of this recording. She was making some comment about something. I forget the context of this, but here's what she said, referring to I think I was chewing something, or I don't remember. She said, "Your mouth makes a loud noise whenever you open it."
Wow. So true.
And she did not say that in her sleep, by the way. Where did you put the toilet paper after you applied it? Oh, that's classic. I still have that sticky note somewhere around here that records that.
Wow. I was trying, as soon as you mentioned it, I was trying to remember what she said. I need to listen to the ramen noodle more often.
Yeah, that was a few episodes ago. Sorry, I do not remember which one it was. Do you have anything else funny that's happened
lately? No, it was a pretty boring week, aside from some sort of high schoolish pranks.
Speaking of high schoolish pranks.
Ring, ring, hello.
Ring, I just.
Ring.
love the segues.
Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
We got some letters and feedback and stuff from you, our beloved listeners, and stuff that we want to share with you, or that we're forced to share. Forced upon our deathbeds to share.
You have a deathbed?
Yeah.
What are those like? I've always wondered.
It's in the other bedroom that we never go in because no one wants to lie on the deathbed.
Right.
It's a terrible place to tell lies.
Right. Yep. Would be.
Cricket. 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 First, we have a question from Drew, who's sending this from the dark side of the moon or something like that.
Hey, Daniel and Legon. This is Drew from the West Side of Mars podcast. I'm calling to ask you guys a question about your podcast on basically your podcast, Ramen Noodle. I decided to go back and listen to some of the older episodes because you guys are hilarious.
Thank you, Drew, for that great message. I think we should stop there. We are hilarious.
Quit while you're ahead.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, where can I get the episodes before episode 20? Because that's all you got on the iTunes directory. You could let me know. That'd be great. Bye.
Okay, now, we'll answer his question in a moment. But I must say, this isn't the end of his voicemail.
Oh.
Hello? Hello? Okay.
How did that happen?
I don't know, but apparently our voicemail system called him back. It's like our voicemail system is powered by Clippy. It looks like you're looking for an old podcast episode. I can help you with that. Da-da-ding, da-da-ding. Hello, this is the voicemail system. We'd like to answer your question. I can help you with that.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm glad that he didn't do anything embarrassing or incriminating like the stuff I had to edit out of his voicemail later.
Oh, yes.
But that is a great question. Where do you get the old episodes? Well, it's by going to the website, theramennoodle.com or cleancomedypodcast.com or any of the other dozen domains that we own that point to the same place, which I'm not telling you what they are. Yeah.
Well, all right then.
But
his own private collection.
There is a technical limit to how much can be fed through iTunes. And because of a bad decision that I made a long time ago, we're now reaping the consequences of that. And that decision was...
I need the Kleenex before this story gets sad.
I decided to have Jeremy on as a co-host.
No. Oh.
Because he did say episode 20, which is about when you joined.
That's when it all fell apart.
Yeah. Actually, I think it is when it got better, when you joined.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. But if you want those really old episodes, then go back in the archives on the website at cleancomedypodcast.com. Or here's another way that you can get to it. Instead of going back, I'm backing up, because my daddy taught me good. Anyway, instead of doing all of that, what you could just do, if you know there's an episode that you want to listen to, then just type in theramennoodle.com/ and then the number of that episode. It can be a 1-digit number, a 2-digit number, a 3-digit number if you want. So like if you want
four
episode...
digits.
If you, no, it doesn't support 4 digits.
Tell us Sorry. What our future is.
I don't know that we'll last to 1,000 episodes.
What?
So I haven't designed the system to support 4 digits.
But we've got to do some math. I'll be right back.
Yeah, we're going to have our own Y2K in about 25 years of this podcast.
Y2K. Anyway.
And if you want to go to that episode, then like say you want episode 13. Go ahead. Say it.
You don't want episode 13. That is so unlucky.
Okay, episode 18.
Thank you.
We'll pick 18. You want to listen to episode 18, so you go back to type in cleancomedypodcast.com or theramenoodle.com, either work, /18. And then it will take you to that, and it has the play button. And it works like that for all of the back episodes. Or if you want episode 12, then just enter theramenoodle.com/12, and it will take you back to that episode, and you can play it, listen to it that way.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I'm on the wrong podcast. I think this might be the Audacity podcast, is it?
No, but that's a nice tie-over that if you want to learn how to podcast... Check out theaudacitypodcast.com.
And I'll have you know that we only have to do this for another 18 years to get over episode 1,000.
Yeah, you just did the math.
So I expect to still be around.
Maybe. Like podcasting?
Maybe.
We'll have an epic breakup somewhere around like 9 years from now. And then it'll be like Dean Martin and... Frank Sinatra or whoever that other guy was, and they'll get back together, but it will never be quite the same after that. Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin.
Well, I'll look forward to that.
Or somebody. You can be Jerry Lewis.
Oh, no.
I'll be Jerry Lewis since I kind of share part of the same name. That's how you can get it. Okay. Also, we got this voicemail a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. From a middle schooler who has faithfully listened so much. I'm afraid we might lose him as a listener after this, because we've held this voicemail for so long that once he hears it, he might decide, my life is complete, and he'll lay back and die.
Well, let's hope not.
This is from Ian, who sent in a pet story back like a couple years ago in Twitter years when we asked for pet stories.
Hey, Ramen Noodle, Flegon, and Junu. You'll know what that means. This is Ian Harasne in the chat room. I have a funny story about a hermit crab. Here we go. So
By the way, my wife Jenny, or Junu, I guess, has hermit crabs.
My friend Austin was at my house spending the night, and for some reason...
His friend Austin was spending the night. Okay, we got that so much.
He brought his hermit crab.
Why would you bring a hermit crab to a slumber party?
Why would you not?
They're hermits, dude. They don't like to be around people.
But they like their shells, and maybe there were sleeping bags, and sleeping bags are like shells, and it's the only time the hermit crab can feel like a human being.
These are two middle school boys, and they're going to have a sleepover, and they decide... they're going to get in trouble in some way or do something middle school boyish like, and they bring a hermit crab.
Maybe they killed it.
I wonder what hermit crab tastes like. Does it taste just like crab? It's a lot smaller, but maybe it tastes better that way.
With him. We were having lots of fun with it.
Apparently.
Are you going to keep...
How do you have fun with a hermit crab? I mean, doesn't it just hide in its shell and act like a hermit the whole time? It's like, oh, this is so fun.
I think
it's still in its shell, isn't this? Oh, man, this is the best slumber party ever.
Does your wife not have hermit crabs?
Yes. Well, she's got several, and they're like all named after DC Comics people.
Oh.
Like Superman, Spider-Man, And I just lost geek cred for not knowing any of the others.
There are several reasons that I predict you're sleeping on the couch tonight.
Build a Lego house for it. Eventually we got... excuse me.
He's getting all choked up telling this story about building this house for the hermit crab. I had a dream last night that I lost my house.
We got bored of that and left to do something else after putting the hermit crab back in its cage.
Okay, they finally get bored of the hermit crab.
Were you torturing it?
Playing with Legos. Dude, I'd be much more interested in Legos than the hermit crab.
We later come back and find it's... Sorry.
He's getting all choked up. We find it's...
its lid partway off and it missing. We frantically began searching for it. We slept in shifts, keeping watch for the dreaded creature.
That's awesome. Slept in shifts.
I'll take the first shift. You keep watch for it. Let's keep a fire going to make sure it doesn't come and attack us now, in the night and carry
exactly,
us off.
Exactly. Were you guys afraid that you'd lose it forever, or were you afraid of attack?
They may seem like hermits, but just like the angry hermits you know, they carry shotguns or salt pellets.
Hermit crab. We eventually fell asleep before finding the hermit crab. He left the next day without the hermit crab. Hermit crab, hermit crab, hermit crab.
What was that?
I guess he's getting paid every time he says hermit crab.
Ian, is this a sponsored story?
It might be. I wouldn't be surprised if hermitcrab.com redirects to Ian.
He's in the chat room and he says it was so it wouldn't crawl into their belly buttons. I didn't know hermit crabs had that side to them. That's a little terrifying to think of, actually.
So that weird creature in the Matrix that crawled into the guy who says, whoa, was really a hermit crab.
How many people among us are actually hermit crab shells and the hermit crab speaks through them instead?
Some people have to come out of their shell sometimes to have fun.
Anyway, about 3 days later, I hear my sister.
It rose from the dead! And it was the savior to all hermit crabs.
Wait, what? How does that have to do with his sister?
He said, 3 days later.
Oh, gosh.
And his sister, wait. His sister is probably Mary.
All right, you should probably stop there. I think that it's just that the hermit crab, I mean, we'll have to listen on, you know, at some point to find out the end of the story. My prediction right here, if we had a fan podcast for this story, my prediction would be that his sister is the new hermit crab shell, and she is to this day.
Scream. I come to see Thomas. What's up and find the hermit crab slowly making its way across the floor.
His sister is screaming. That's what he said. I cut off a little bit.
Oh, good. She fought it off.
Ah, this thing is so slowly creeping. It's going to corner me. Don't know what to do.
Let me remind you. Let me tell you. He had started out in his cage on a chair in my room, which is at the end of the hallway in the second floor. On the second floor. And ended up at the other side of the house.
On the second floor.
On the first floor.
Oh, on the
first floor. We made a long journey. But for what? I hope you enjoyed that story. Real quick, before I go, I want to tell you about...
Wait. Okay. Somebody's got to make a movie about this hermit crab.
Because we just figured out a lot of reasons that it made that long journey.
Okay.
We just figured them out. They've all heard it now.
Oh, okay.
We don't need to rehash it.
Okay.
That's for the recap next week.
That literal thing you were talking about with the Rebecca Black Friday song.
Oh, yeah. That's the one. Literal thing with Rebecca Black's Friday song.
That's what I call
it. There is on YouTube a similar thing to that, except this guy sings what's happening in movie trailers. Well, more often, he's done more video game trailers, but it's pretty cool. So, it's Tobaskus on YouTube, and it's called Literal. So, there you go. Nice. I like your show. Love your show.
He just upgraded it from a liking to a loving.
The like is for Facebook.
And now that we've finally played his voicemail, he's probably, like... having spasms of joy, and he's crying because he's so in love now with the show because we've played his voicemail.
I'm sure.
Thanks for the watch.
Could ask him.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh. You pronounce my name Harasne. Harasnai. Yeah, that's how you spell it. When you see that in the chat room, it's pronounced Harasne. Okay? It's Ian Sarah spelled backwards. My name and my sister's name. So there you go. That's how to pronounce my name. Phonetically.
That's awesome. And I found out tonight that he doesn't like to be called Hera for short. He corrected me on that. It's Harasne or Ian. One or the other.
Ian is a lot easier
not
to pronounce.
Hera.
But I always think of calling him Bob.
Ooh, I like it. Well, it's original.
Here's why.
It's the same backwards and forwards.
His emails always end with this little thing that says, look, it's Bob. This is Bob. Copy and paste him on every email you send so he can take over the internet.
Like a hermit crab.
So when... Yeah. Slowly making all the sisters in the world scream in terror.
Only sisters.
Hey, soul sister.
You got a hermit crab.
Hey, crabby sister.
Hey, crabby. Hermit crab sister.
Thank you for sharing that with us, Ian. And sorry it took so long to... Sure. These things are kind of like
out on us.
These things are kind of like fine wines. I think they get better, or like chili. They get better the longer they sit, apparently.
You mean with age?
Yeah, with age.
The longer they sit, just doesn't have the same ring to it. It also ruined my joke.
Oh. And cheese.
I'm not going to make now.
Cheese, you know, cheese gets really good as it ages.
Yeah, unless you know it molds.
Well, that is yeah. Yucky, fuzzy, yucky, fuzzy, yuck. Yuck, fuzz, yes.
You about done over there?
Yes, I am done with
that. That was a really bad segue.
Fuzz, yuck. moving on, then, from other stuff. We don't really have a segment. Oh, wait, no, we do
we
have...
We don't really have a segment. Would you like some coffee?
What I was going to say is a segue. Oh. But we do have another story here.
Ooh, this story.
Yeah, this one is one to read. And this is from Jesse, who is not a girl. This is from Jesse, who is a guy, because she spells it with an E at the end instead of an IE. So she's actually a guy. This Jesse is. And I don't know how insulted this Jesse is. But this Jesse.
What the heck?
Said, today I am going to tell you. About time that I acted like a pig!
No way.
What happened?
Oh boy, this is gonna be good, I can tell.
Insert no way sound effects here.
That's that. In the message?
Yes.
That's awesome.
So my brother.
But you're not supposed to read that part.
My dad and me, should be I, went fishing near a construction site.
It was nice of you to read in your female voice, by the way.
The fishing site was closed, so we had to go back through the construction site. There was a place of mud looking for something to help me to find my place of mud. My place of mud.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh,
there was a place of mud that looked different. So I started to walk on it. Logical thing to do. This mud looks different. I think I'll walk on it.
That's how most movies happen, like those sorts of situations. You feel like that has to be what they're thinking. Like, why would you walk there? It's because some people just feel a drive to walk in places that look uncertain.
Or you remember the old Disney animations?
Yes.
Where you could always tell what was about to move because it was brighter colors than everything else in the background.
The background was a fine painting, and then there was animation on top of it.
It's like, I know that's going to move. So he sees this piece of mud. I know that's going to move. I'm going to walk on it. But it wasn't solid. Dude, it's mud. Mud is not solid. So I fell in the mud, and in the process of falling in, I got a face full of mud, a face full of mud.
He didn't actually ask you to sing in the email, did he?
No, that's a bonus.
It might actually disrupt the flow of the story.
And so he's got a face full of mud. Looking like a fool with your face full of mud.
You've got a face full of mud.
I just tied two songs into the same line.
That's good.
And in the process of getting out, it looked like I was rolling in the mud. Rolling in the mud. Rolling in the mud. Looking like a fool when you're rolling in the mud.
Rolling so anyways, in the deep mud.
Goodbye. That was his line. That was in there. So anyways, goodbye.
Huh.
P.S. that impersonation you did of me, it was almost accurate.
No way.
I guess he's referring... Yeah, he's written in before, and I did some impersonation of him. I can't remember what it was like.
What it did. You're speaking of yourself as an it. In third person.
Not when I impersonate other people, then I'm someone else.
Right.
And I just see that Ian posted on the Ramen Noodles Facebook page at facebook.com/theramennoodle. He must be exclaiming his excitement that he was in the podcast. Okay, so now there's no segue for this, so just ba-ba-bum.
Ba-ba-bum.
Noodles in the news.
No way.
Yeah. I found some interesting things here from the last week of news. And one of them here is, do you have any accounting friends? Like friends who work with money or math or anything like
that? I have acquaintances. I'm just kidding. I am familiar with these accountants you speak of.
From red5.co.uk comes a new gadget called the Wrongulator. Wrongulator, whatever, depending on whether you pronounce your G's there. It says, no one really likes to be told how much the bill is, how far under target, or by how much you have overspent. So, if your job has a lot to do with maths, it says maths.
Must be British or
then something. We hate to be the ones that break it to you, but you're probably not the favorite person in the office. Yeah, this is British.
I could tell by the way you said favorite.
Unfortunately for you, it gets much worse. Now you need to ask yourself, who gave you your calculator, and does it look like the one in the picture above?
Who gave me my calculator, and does it look like the one in the picture above?
See theramennoodle.com/76 for a link to this picture. The Wrongulator is no ordinary calculator. It's actually the world's worst calculator, as it never gives the right answer, ever. It's just like a politician.
I wanted to give the right answer sometimes.
If your calculator has ever been exchanged for this one, then every single calculation you've entered in it has been wrong. No, wait. Let's try this again. If your calculator has been exchanged for this one, then every single calculation you've ever entered in it has been wrong.
In a world where every calculation you've ever made has been wrong.
It is perhaps the cruelest practical joke you could inflict on your office colleague. And chances are, without being told, they'll probably never guess. Well, not before it's too late.
I can think of much crueler pranks than that.
Like taking someone's rubber duckies away from them?
Yep. Just like that.
Old story there.
Which we told, but we're not going to tell you which episode, because we don't know.
This would be a fun calculator, but it would be nice if you could tweak which direction it was wrong. Like if you could tweak whether it was wrong up or wrong down, like too high or too low.
So you'd like to program said calculator?
Yes. They need an open source version of the Wrongulator.
Absolutely.
Like OS Wrongulator or something. Your mom.
Your mom is Wrongulator.
Almost sounds like she's Romulan. Here is a video that... Jeremy, you use Gmail, right?
I do.
I use Gmail.
We all use Gmail for email.
I'm a pepper. Wouldn't you like to be a Gmail too?
What?
Well, you know who doesn't use Gmail?
Your mom?
Well, actually, yeah. But besides her.
Your...
Microsoft.
Right.
Microsoft does not use Gmail. Microsoft hates Gmail.
Poor Microsoft.
Because Microsoft has Hotmail, or Live, or MSN Mail, or whatever the crap it's called nowadays.
This year.
So Microsoft took it upon themselves to make this video to try and make fun of Gmail. And warning, this is a kind of geeky video, and I'll have the link to it in the show notes at theramennoodle.com/76. But here is the email, or the I'll just play the stupid video.
If you're not geeky, go listen to Pink Fluffy Unicorns.
As they dance.
Yes.
On rainbows. The following scene represents the opposite experience of Office 365.
He's everywhere and nowhere at the same time.
Oh, wow.
He peeks at every subject in unreal time. Probing every sentence and all your punctuation. Got his nose in every colon in every situation. He's the Gmail man.
Zucchini. Volcano. Oh, lava. Birthday. Thanks, polar bear.
Here comes a little girl.
Are you looking at our mail?
No. I'm looking at everyone's mail.
How can you do that?
Well, sometimes when a person really loves their Gmail very, very much, the two get together and an ad is born.
Ew! You can't do that, mailman.
Of course I can. I'm not a mailman. I'm the Gmail man.
Gmail man.
And it goes on.
Oh my.
As he now enters an office with this cheesy grin
Good
on his face.
Good morning, senders and receivers. Carolyn Johnson, get up off of that painful itching and burning of yours. Come check this out. A little relief there? Probably feels good, right?
No, what, have you been reading my mail?
No, just skimming. For certain keywords, burning and sensation, cat and dander. Good news is, there's an ointment.
For 4 out of 4 of those, brought to you by Pharmaceutico. Would you like a free 2-week trial?
No, actually I wouldn't, because I was actually writing about a lasagna. I was afraid of burning, and my husband said it was sensational. I have a cat named Dandy, but you know, it's really actually none of your business.
My business, your business, it's all business. It's the business of advertising, personalized for whatever you're Gmailing.
Isn't that kind of wrong?
Who cares?
Gmail man. His favorite game is peekaboo, his favorite word, so what? He smiles in your face when you stutter, but. His ads are unsolicited based on what you type. Makes you want to ditch Gmail and go Office 365. He's the Gmail man.
Wow. And is that made by somebody official somewhere in a different company?
Well, here's the name of the video as uploaded to Google, uploaded to YouTube, which, by the way, is a Google property, and Google makes Gmail. But by the name of this, it looks like it was something that was leaked out. The name is O365, not like O365.
That's what I say.
Oh, my 365. O365 MGX copy WMV. How someone found this on YouTube, I have no idea.
Interesting. Because when you first started, I thought you were saying that it was made by Microsoft. I was a little surprised.
Although I think it might be.
It could be.
Because Microsoft hates Google.
It could be a leak.
It probably is, based on that.
Speaking of leaks.
Yeah, speaking of leaks. Yes?
Oh, I thought you always say something after someone says speaking of something.
That sounded like a great segue for you.
It was a great segue. I just had nothing to put after it.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to rescue you from the awkward silence.
As we hear beautiful music in the background.
Awkward, beautiful music. And awkward people.
It's so beautiful. It's an ad, though.
Awkward hearts.
So I want to play for you now another video. And
weren't you trying to play that?
No.
I was interested.
But it was beautiful. It made us reflect.
Yeah, a little bit.
Our lives.
Huh.
Have you heard about the new Happy Meals?
The new Happy Meals.
Yes.
I haven't been there this week yet. Dang it.
Apparently, this is something that... Since the national budget in America is so well taken care of right now, Michelle Obama has taken it upon herself to praise McDonald's for a decision they made in making their Happy Meals oh so much healthier. Listen to this from ABC News.
News now from McDonald's, breaking right here on GMA. The world's biggest fast food chain is announcing a major change in the Happy Meals it markets to kids. Now for you,
the toys will actually not be so crappy, right? I mean, that sounds like a major change. Happy?
Wait, I don't know anything about, you know, Happy Meal toys, honestly.
I remember them from many years ago.
Well, yeah.
Years, critics have charged that McDonald's encourages children to crave food that's too high in sodium and calories. Mm. Well, the president of McDonald's USA respond to that in a moment. But first, here's Matt Gutman on what's going to change with those Happy Meals.
Good name.
Time for a Happy Meal at McDonald's.
For over 30 years, the Happy Meal has changed not only how kids eat, but what they want from their food.
What's the most important part of the Happy Meal?
Now, this girl is wise.
Which hasn't changed much. But now, as kids rip into the box with that sense of expectation, they'll find something different next to their toy. It's no longer a choice of fries or apples. Now you get both. And only about half as many fries.
McDonald's Happy Meal, guys!
The Little Red Box has offered thousands of toys over the years, but the ageless trio...
Hamburger,
soft drink, and fries!
...has over the years stayed virtually the same, at a hefty 590 calories. The new Happy Meal, 100 calories lighter.
I don't think half the fries will be missed. I mean, we probably look upon it as not quite as bad as before.
In fact, all of the meals have 20% fewer calories, 15% less sodium, and 20% less saturated fat.
You know what that tells me? Half of that tiny microscopic thing of fries that they give in a Happy Meal is 20% of the saturated fat of the meal.
Mm-hmm.
That it's healthy, says Miami nutritionist Rachel Richardson.
89 grams of sugar. That's a Happy Meal.
Yeah.
For the old meals, including the bun, the soda, and the fries.
A little bit of apple. Does that really make a big difference in a meal?
A little bit makes a little bit of difference, and every little bit does count. A big difference would be actually replacing a whole bag of French fries for an apple.
Not that kids will mind, as long as they can depend on finding that toy in that little red box. For Good Morning America, Matt Gutman, ABC News, Miami.
So they're replacing half of the fries with apples.
How many calories does the toy have?
I don't know. If they reduce the size of the toy, it might also reduce the calories in
the apple. I'm very, very concerned about this. I want to know the nutritional value of those toys. What if the child puts that toy in his or her mouth? What is it doing to that child? That child may become addicted to the taste and the texture of those little plastic toys. This is a very serious concern.
They'll have to start making low-fat toys inside of the Happy Meal.
Absolutely.
Or giving, like, a toy plus a piece of wood.
Yes. I think they should take out half of the toy and put in more apples.
They could fit a whole apple in there.
And a note telling the parents, shame on you. Come here less often.
Being McDonald's, though, do you really expect the apple is going to be that healthy?
or harvested this year?
I want someone to do a new experiment. Have you seen these websites where people like have a Happy Meal that's a year old or something? I have a friend that has a Happy Meal from 2005, and the thing looks exactly the same as it did back then. It's just a little bit shrunk because of all the moisture has gone out of it, but there's absolutely no mold on it whatsoever. And he stores this just in the open. So you would think mold could grow on at least the bread. No. No mold whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So now let's try this.
Did you say this is a friend of yours?
Yes.
Oh.
And I've seen other people on the internet have one for 3 years. This one is now...
Internet people?
Yeah. 5 or 6 years old by now. And I'm sure it still looks the same. It was 5 years old the last time I saw it. And so I want someone to take these apples from a Happy Meal and set them out and see how long they
last.
See
if they brown.
If they're real apples.
They're so perfect. I've seen those apple packets. You get 2 slices of green and 2 slices of red.
Ooh, That way it's,
they're probably hand-picked by, you know, machines. Someone's hands. Well, no, because machines might be colorblind.
Oh, yeah. Very good point.
Interestingly, that's one job that a colorblind person would struggle with, is putting together Apple packets for Happy Meals.
Yeah, not something like web design. I mean,
nope.
Which we know someone who's colorblind and does web design. Not me, by the way. If you want web design, then you can contact
me. And he's actually very good, as you quickly try to recover so nobody thinks you're colorblind. Not that there's anything wrong with colorblindness.
So with this change in the Happy Meals and the direction that the economy is going, I suggest they rename the Happy Meals to the Meh Meals.
Yes, I think so. They quit coming in those awesome boxes that could turn into stuff a long time ago, so...
Weren't those called Transformers?
No, they were called Happy Meal boxes.
Oh. Hey, Wisconsin Republicans love us.
Really?
Yes, and this is, I love them too. This is not to be political. But
not at all.
Here's the headline. It says, Wisconsin Republicans tell unemployed to stay on the ramen noodle.
Absolutely.
Cat food diet. There's a comma there.
Oh.
They've made thousands of long-term unemployed Wisconsin workers wait and worry since April 16, 100 days today, for the distribution of available federal unemployment insurance funds. I think they're talking about money. So what's another couple of weeks to the well-paid benefits?
Close approximation of well-paid money.
Benefits smothered, blah, blah, blah. But what I loved is that Wisconsin has now officially endorsed the ramen noodle, as they've told people.
Yeah. It's about time.
The unemployed, at least, to stay on the ramen noodle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, guys, just stay with it. We know it sucks, but just stay with it. Gosh. It'll get better. Look, they've got a new website now over at cleancomedypodcast.com.
You know what we need to do?
What?
We need to give all of our listeners Happy Meal toys and more apples.
And then they'll be what?
Then it will be Wisconsin and the rest of the world. They'll all just be happier, which will somehow lead to employment. And the Meh Meals will become Happy Meals once again. And all of the world's problems will be solved.
Yeah.
If you just stay on the ramen noodle. And we can entice them to do that with toys and apples.
Actually, that's what they tell the spies. Stay on the ramen noodle.
Is it?
Yeah. The spies that follow me, that is, on Foursquare and the likes.
Oh, and what? When they say that, what does that mean?
You know, stay on him.
Oh, right.
Stay on the ramen noodle.
I thought we were talking about the show.
Oh,
and you were trying. Right. Is that why you're trying not to be known as the ramen noodle? Because
there's a clean comedy podcast by that same
You want
name.
To throw off the spies?
Yes. I just throw them off like cats.
I like cats. I like every kind of cat.
Do you just want to hug them?
I can't.
And roll around with them? Well, speaking of hugging and rolling around, it's time for this podcast to end.
I'm leaving. Quickly. Goodbye.
If you like to talk to tomatoes, then you might like this podcast too. And we hope that you are subscribed to the podcast. If you're not subscribed, go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click the gigantic subscribe button that is now on the front page. You can also suggest things that we can use for pictures in that gigantic blank space until we get our official picture there to give the site a little bit more branding with our faces on it, as our faces will be branded all over the place like you do.
Maybe yours will.
Well, no, not mine anymore, because the show is no longer just me.
But if faces are being branded, we'll get the branding iron, and my face is not going near it. Let's just put okay. it that way.
Okay.
It's up to you whether yours is or not.
Also, from that same gigantic subscribe in iTunes button, then that you can blah, 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 English words. Speak. Thank you. You're welcome. Okay.
Yeah. Carry on. This is quite entertaining listening to you talk to yourself and Maybe you should, you know, get yourself something to drink and thank yourself. Offer yourself a raise.
For me, myself, and I thank you. And the others do too. What was I saying? Oh, yes. Also from that gigantic button. Well, below it, there are other ways that you can subscribe to the podcast. But what would really help us, even if you don't subscribe through iTunes, or if you're already subscribed, click on that button and it takes you to iTunes. Leave a review for us there. And that helps a lot in promoting the podcast and helping others get to know it. And also there in the upper right corner, there's a tweet button, a like button, and a plus one button. Press all three of those. Pretty much every button you see on the website, you are welcome to press.
It's one of those few times in your life. Yeah. Press every button.
Press every button.
And hug every cat.
I press every button.
Are you okay? I think we need to take the ramen noodle out of here now.
I'm trying to. It just won't. It's like a vulture.
What?
Circling.
What is?
Around.
Okay.
The prey.
The ramen noodle, aka Daniel, aka Crazy Man, is having hallucinations. So we're going to have to end the show now. Possibly
please,
permanently.
Please redirect your mail to the local loony bin.
That's exactly what it says.
Yes. If you want to send us your funny stuff, this can be funny stories, jokes that you want to share, funny things that you've seen on the internet, especially stuff that translates well to an audio podcast, like, you know, audio stuff or stuff that we can read, send it to...
Which isn't much, but if you think it's below our reading level, please send it in.
Or you can mail crayon written letters to P.O. Box 739, Burlington, Kentucky 41005. But if you want to email us something and be a little bit more high tech, send it to feedback@noodle.mx. You can also call our voicemail listener line at 859-353-4332. Or if you have equipment to record audio much higher quality than a phone call, then you can also record that. Keep it under 3 minutes for either the voicemail feedback line or the email audio attachment. Send it to feedback@noodle.mx. Follow me on twitter.com/theramennoodle.
And me at twitter.com/fleagon. That's wait, P-H what?
Is
what,
that your
what?
Email address? Me at twitter.com?
No, it okay. Used to be me at theramennoodle.com.
Yeah, well, that still works, but...
Yay! I was about to spell Phlegon, P-H-L-E-G-O-N.
And you can join us live again on, actually, I mentioned earlier on Monday nights, this upcoming week, if you want to join the live show, take note because we're moving things. We'll be live on Tuesday, August 9th at 7 p.m. Eastern time. And just, this is a 1 week thing because I've got a movie screening to go to. So normally we're live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern time on noodle.mx/live. But this next episode, episode 77, will be live at August 9th at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So please join us back for that. And make sure that you get the show notes and the links to the stories that we've told over at theramennoodle.com/70. Wait a minute. Yeah, 76. Not slash, wait a minute, 76, but slash.
Can you make that work, though? Because you said it, and someone might turn it off right there and go to that URL.
No. It's too bad. Sucks to be them.
This is a clean comedy podcast. What's wrong with you?
I mean, like a sucker, you know? Hey, sucker.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
You just make it worse.
I know.
And make sure that you're subscribed.
Making it worse.
And all of that stuff. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Miller J. Monkey.
What? Where did my co-host go? Miller J. Monkey?
I don't know. You said your middle initial, and then I felt like I had to say mine, but then it felt somehow like my social security number, and I just froze. I'm Jeremy. Good night.
Thanks for listening. Next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing, because you're not the only one.
Nobody can blame
Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts on How to Podcast. That's so meta. Christian movie reviews with critical thinking, Christian worldview, philosophy, science fiction, and more over at noodle.mx, the Noodle Mix Network at noodle.mx. By the way, if you need a website designed, or especially if you'd like cover art for your podcast, then please email daniel@djosephdesign.com. Or if you want cover art for your podcast, check out podcastcoverart.com.
I think we need cookies.